What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode one of the Syndicate podcast, where we interview the best and brightest minds in the world, up and coming entrepreneurs, people doing really cool things, billionaire playboys like the guest I have today. A very, very, very special episode. I have the one and only notorious cold email wizard, my good friend, Daniel Fazio. And he's got an incredible story. He's got a very interesting way of doing things, very interesting outlook on life. Very good friend of mine, spent a lot of time with him down in Miami. So we're just going to really go off the cuff and we're going to talk about really everything across the board. We're going to talk about probably life, about business, and hopefully give you guys as much, you know, nuggets of information as possible in order to do better in life, business, and eventually become a wizard yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me, brother. Gonna come back to Miami soon.
Soon. It's gonna happen. So I think what's really interesting about you, and I'm not sure if you want to share, you know, kind of what your numbers look like now. And something I find really interesting is you're really young. You and I are the same age. We're both 24. But you have exploded on the scene in the past almost 2 years now. Damn, we're getting old. But past almost 2 years, you have gone from, I think when I started following you about 2 years ago, you went from 4,000 followers, you were at like 4,000 followers. And now you're, I think, closing in on 70,000.
Yes.
On Twitter, you've built massive, massive companies. And you've taught a lot of people and you've changed a lot of people's lives with your program. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about kind of how you grew up. Kind of that conversation that you and I had when we were at dinner the one night. But I think it's really cool, man. And you are just a testament to the level of success that somebody can achieve when they really put their mind to something. And I think, you know, if you don't mind sharing, I mean, you know, can you share where you were at 2 years ago when you got on Twitter? I remember you were doing something with Instagram growth packages and then you got into cold email. Can you share kind of where you're at now in terms of like income and where you were before?
Yeah, right now, February, I'll probably pull in personal take home, probably like 120K. That's where I'm sitting right now. But I think there's something to be said about the reason why Cold Email Wizard in particular blew up. And it is in that it's in the make money niche, right? We're all in the fucking make money niche. We're all in this. But the problem with it is you see this kind of typical Instagram guru lifestyle fucking loser, and it's very cringy. It's just the way they speak about things. But something about the dudes on Twitter, it's not cringy, because the only way you grow on Twitter is with words, right? And if you're a fucking retard, someone's gonna call you out on it pretty fast. So it more so has to do with just straight speed. So if you were to sit here and some fucking 16-year-old, 17, 18-year-old dude came to you and was like, hey, bro, I want to make some money. What do I do? You're not going to, like, you're not fucking doing that. It's too hard. You have to know too much shit. You need too much capital for ads. It's a fucking pain in the ass, right? And this is the thing with a lot of people that want to get started. They don't have capital, right? So I sit here and I say, hey, here's how you make money. You make an offer. It's B2B. You're selling something to another business, a service. And you're going to send cold emails and you're not going to spend more than like $100 doing it. And yeah, it fucking works. And it just works, right? So now people, they fucking buy the course. Cold Email Mastery was at one point like $35 or some shit like that. People will buy the course. They get some domains. They send some emails and it would work. And they would get clients. They'd be like, holy shit, this is like the first course I've ever bought that actually works, right?
Yep.
And then you get some... It's always about keeping it real with them too. So like, I'll give you a, for instance, if someone comes into my DMs and they're like, hey bro, I run a web design agency. How do I get clients? What I tell them is to stop selling fucking web design. I'm not like, hey bro, you want to do this? You want to make sure you send a lot of cold emails, bro. Like, it's like, no, just stop fucking selling that. And I'll say that straight up. So yeah, that kind of, most people don't do that. A lot of people have said to me like, dude, you're so straight up with everyone. How do you do that? I'm like, how do you not do that?
I agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. And I think that's where you and I really, really excel, is because we tell it as it is, right? And especially with the things that I do, and we're in two different lanes, right? but we're still in this business of educating people and letting them know, here's exactly what you need to do. And you can do it without having thousands of dollars of startup capital. You can do it without, you know, having all of this time and money invested into doing something on Amazon or trying to do a dropshipping product or all these different things. And there are literally two things that you need. Number one is speed, and number two is balls, right? And if you let your nuts hang on the line and you go after something and you do it enough times, law of large numbers, eventually at some point you're going to be successful. And these kids coming up these days and these kids doing these things, trying all these different things, they don't understand those two principles. They'll send 20 emails and be like, oh, it doesn't work. But if you send 1,000, you send 10,000, some point you're going to get a bite back. And I think that's what a lot of people lack understanding in, or they lack the conviction in doing. And I think that's where we, especially you and I, excel, because we tell it literally how it is to everybody.
There's two things I want to touch on that I kind of just thought of. And one is that when you're selling shit, there's basically two kinds of different. There's somebody who's going to be way too obsessed with the money, and then there's going to be somebody who's too much of a pussy, right? Where they're not going to do shit, right? So the person who would be too obsessed with the money would be the kind of person who said, hey, you're screening a client. You're on a sales call, right? And yeah. you are like consciously aware that they probably won't get results, but you're going to fucking hard sell that shit to them anyway. Don't do that. Very, very bad idea, right? And then the second is going to be the person who's just such a pussy, they don't send cold emails and they're too scared to get in a sales call. Basically, those are the ends. And you need to be in the center, more towards a little bit towards the one who's obsessed with money, but don't ever take people who very clearly aren't going to get results for your shit, right? And now this takes me into the point where if you were some dude and you just started and you sent, let's say you sent, this is your first round ever. You sent like 200 cold emails and you got like 3 sales calls, right? And you did this over the course of like 2 weeks, right? You don't even know what kind of salesperson you are. It's just that's not enough volume where you sit here and like you're on the phone with a client. You don't even fucking know whether to reject them or not. You have not experienced enough volume. So what's very funny to me is someone's like, I want to build this business, bro. I really want to build this agency up. The answer is to get a fucking shit ton of sales calls. Like there's no other data.
Yeah.
And now how do you get a shit ton of sales calls? You two send a shit ton of emails, and it's not this fucking, oh, let's send 20 a day. Let's send 30 a day. It's like, no, bro. We're ripping out fucking 200 of these every single day. And you're getting like 2 or 3 sales calls a fucking day. Let's go. And this is what I'm having these motherfuckers in Client Ascension do. I was sitting here the other day and I'm just like watching like the chat and yeah. They're like, oh, I got this domain. I'm warming this domain up. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I'm just like, bro, it's not fast enough. You need to move faster. All of you. I made a fucking Loom video for all of them. I was like, every single one of you, 5 domains right now, send the picture that you just bought the domains. You're warming up all of them. And you're fucking railing these out. Volume.
Yeah. And real quick, just for the guys listening who may not know who you are, I don't know how anyone doesn't know who you are. Like exactly what you're talking about is, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, because I do a fair bit of cold email for my business. But you're sending emails to get clients to do cold email for them as a lead generation service, right? So you're bringing them clients, you get paid per meeting, and they get paid when they sell their deal. Right.
Yeah, that's not everyone in there, though. They were selling all different kinds of shit.
Not in Client Ascension, but in terms of what cold email is. Right. So
as long as the service you're selling is B2B, like like your shit, email marketing, you could sell advertising. It just has to be a service.
So, yeah. And it's using what it is it's using cold email to sell B2B. And this is the thing, right, is like. There's two ways that people are motivated. Right. And I learned this back when I was in my sales job. And you have the way that you operate. Not people are motivated, but the way that people operate. Number one is the way that people operate when they're observed. And number two is the way people operate when no one's looking. 99% of people, unless you are in the upper echelons of this trait, which is called dominance and decisiveness, are going to always be more lackadaisical than if they had someone breathing down their throat. And when I think about management style, right, and I think about managing my team, and I think about the ways that people tick and how do I impact that person on a very deep level, you have to think about these core principles, right? Like, who are they when no one's looking? And who are they when I'm breathing down their throat? And it seems like a lot of the guys in the online business space are not only lackadaisical, but they're lazy, right? You'll send 50 emails, you'll make 10 calls, you'll do this, you'll do that, and then complain that you're not getting any results. But the decisiveness and that dominance factor allows you to be absolutely tenacious, right? I remember you and I were sitting at dinner and you said, you feel like we're ordained by God in order to be successful, right? But it's because we have these traits of absolute tenacity, relentlessness, and this dominance where every single thing that we do, because we have the understanding that we do, and there's that threshold. And once you cross this threshold with the level of information, with your network and the people that you have around you, there's a point of no return. And you and I have talked extensively about this off camera, but there is an absolute point of no return that once you reach these levels, there is no way that you can't be successful. And the entire goal with when you're bringing people up, when you're coaching people, when you're creating a team, when you're trying to replicate yourself is literally number one, to replicate yourself. And number two, it's to give them such an environment where they're able to be successful that you literally grab them by the throat and take them to the top with you. And I think that's what you and I, especially with me and Cashflow Syndicate and you with Client Ascension and Cold Email Mastery and all the other things that you've done, I think that's what we do really well is really, really being able to understand people and really being able to figure out, okay, what needs to be done to get this person to move the needles that matter in their business, in their life, and whatever it is, right? So, I mean, if you could touch on that a little bit, that idea, I know it's kind of an esoteric idea, but at the end of the day, I think when you have that understanding of people, you have to literally bring them up to that point of no return where they literally have so much information that they're not able to fail.
Yeah, the point of no return is when, let's say you just started some business and you just ripped out a bunch of cold emails, right? And what's kind of hilarious about it, and I see it in real time, is shit's random. So if you took 10 random people and gave them all 100 random email addresses in one niche, and all of you sent the exact same script leading to the exact same website, what would happen is 50% of the people would get zero calls, and then like 10% of the people would get two calls or some shit like that. So what happens is people, they do some shit and they'll send 100, and there's a 50% chance that nothing happens. Right. And now they're within that random 50% of people who are just, this doesn't work, I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah, right. Yeah. However, it was just the distribution of eventualities. So if you had just sent another 100, now you get another shot at being the 10 or 20% that actually generated meetings. Right. And yep. People just don't understand. You need more data. And this is very interesting. Even if you think about Facebook ads or some shit like that. So it's like AI optimization. It needs a sufficient amount of data to optimize for a result. You need 50 events per week to optimize for that specific thing. Because shit is random, dude. Like you need a fuck ton of volume.
Yeah.
You have to really sit here and ask yourself, if you make like $0 right now and you think, oh, like 10K a month, all I want is 10K a month. First off, when you get to 10K a month, you're not going to want just 10K a month, because you're going to realize just how fucking easy it is to get to 10K a month if you just pump sheer fucking volume in there.
It's right. Literally, it's, and not to cut you off, but it's literally like three deals. People don't realize this. You can do three, like There's times where I have two sales meetings in a day. Like I have two back-to-back sales meetings. And then 2 days later, they both move forward. Like that's 10 grand right there. It was an hour of work on my sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're at the point where like we're scaling, like I'm scaling to right now, we're scaling past 50 a month. And I'm like absolutely furious that it's not 100. I remember the days when I'd be like working and I'd be working really, really hard. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll make 10 G's this month, make, you know, 12 G's this month. Now it's like, okay, 40 grand's cool, but you know what's better? 400. And the thing is like you sit here and like you become absolutely furious because you see that everybody, I think, and I think this is important, everybody has these mental barriers. And these mental models that they've created for themselves that not only are holding them back, but they need to realize that they don't realize these mental models are holding them back from being able to achieve way more than they ever thought possible. And the only thing that's stopping them from doing these wild things, doing things like that you and I are doing and that our friend group is doing, is that little voice inside their head that tells them they just want to make 10K a month. They just want to make 20K a month. They want 5 grand. They want this. They want that. Oh, I just want that girl. I just want that one girl that I'm going to fall in love. All of this shit, it's all the same. And the underlying principle is the same. Once you start to destroy that belief system that you've been indoctrinated with, then you start to think about how you can fulfill your potential. Like Dan, where you're at right now is just the fucking beginning. And it's wild where I'm at right now we're both 24, like I said, but it's just the fucking beginning. So you're doing like this month, you'll do 100 and something. Right. And it's like, okay, well, where am I going to be in 5 years from now? If I continue with this exponential run rate where everything I touch, I'm like King Midas and I turn it to gold, what happens?
So this is, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, just like watching her mosey shit, because there's you can't listen to people who are astronomically ahead of you. You really just can't. If you're at zero, you need to listen to someone who's at like 5K a month or some bullshit, or like 10K a month or something like that. Right. So if someone comes to me, they're like, hey bro, I know nothing and I want to make money. I don't even want to fucking deal with you. Take for instance, my course, Cold Ego Mastered. You need to already have an offer. You need to be selling something. If you're a beginner, it's so hard to take someone from zero to five, but it's so fucking easy to take someone from five to 30.
I agree.
It's so easy. It's the same thing every time. So you just need to get to five.
If you want to get to five, you go join Cashflow Syndicate.
Once you're at five, getting to 30 is so fucking simple. Just get to five, dude. Like
it's so incredibly simple. And I always use this term, but things are literally brain dead. Literally brain dead. The way you did 5K in revenue is the same way you do 50. It's the same thing. It's absolutely the same thing. Maybe there's a couple more people involved, right? But literally, you can do 50K with one employee.
Where people fuck up is they start doing a whole bunch of shit. Like it's like, okay, I'm gonna do cold email, and now I'm gonna make some ads, and now I'm gonna post value in Facebook groups and whatever kind of weird ass method that people are using to like.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't move the needle.
You do a singular thing to like 30K. You do one thing, right? Don't scatter this bullshit fucking everywhere. It's like a single lead generation mechanism to 30K a month, and then you can start thinking about doing some other shit. You start getting into ads. Let me drop some fucking knowledge on people about ads. Everyone thinks, oh, I'll just run ads. Doesn't work like that. If you're running ads to a B2B offer, you can expect something like $200 to $300 per qualified sales call. Right? That's a lot of fucking money. So if you're sitting here and you're making like 10K a month and you want to start doing ads, like you have to be spending like 200 to 300K to get any meaningful results.
Yeah.
And this is why you need to sit here and do outbound shit, like cold calls, fucking cold emails until 30.
You know, in terms of sales, right, why I preach being able to sell outbound as literally the fundamental skill, like over the phone, outbound over the phone, because inbound is usually the reward, especially as a business owner, bro. Because every single, like you and I are business owners. Every single thing that we do is commission sales. Everything that we do, we don't get paid unless we produce, whether that's a software, whether that's a Discord community, whether that's some sort of content, we don't get paid unless we produce. So everything that you and I do is commission sales. Inbound, people coming to you, and I know there's a lot of talk in the high ticket sales world about, you know, I want to be an inbound closer, and Luke is doing amazing things with Closer Cartel. Personally, I teach inbound outbound because at the end of the day, you need to be able, if you can pick up a phone and you can send an email and you can get on a call with that client, you can sell them, you will never be poor in your life. You will always, always, always be able to fall back and rely on a skill that you're going to make at least 70 grand a year from. You're never going to be homeless. You're never going to be hungry. You're going to be able to take care of your family. Like I say this a lot. For me, and I think for all of us who know how to sell, the worst case scenario is we go sling Mercedes Benzes for 150K a year to get back on our feet in case something really goes wrong for three to six months. But
an inbound closer who starts selling outbound is going to fall on their ass. But an outbound closer who goes to inbound is going to fucking shred. Yes. So well.
Yeah. And I saw that myself many, many, many times. And I think with being able, the thing is when you are able to sell outbound, and in terms of sales, like when you have the confidence, right? When you have the speed and the balls, right? To go and call somebody on the phone and try to get a deal done and go out and be a hunter like that and go out and snipe out deals and spray and pray over the phone and try to get deals. That fundamentally changes your psychology as a human, as a person. If you're able to do that, and you're able to deal with the rejection, to deal with the challenge of that threshold where you don't feel like you're good, you're not getting any results, you're not doing anything, you're not doing this, you see nothing until you get past that plateau, you break through it, and then bam, there's money coming in. I think if you're able to do that as a young man or woman, you will be light years and exponentially better than everybody in your age group and older who you're competing with.
I want to try to instill some reality of numbers into everybody listening to this, particularly about like the people that might be like, oh, I'll just go be an inbound closer. I'm gonna just sit here and close warm, hot deals all day. Let me try to explain something to you. There are a very small amount of humans on earth that sell a good high ticket product with social proof and will just like let you onto their fucking sales team, right? There's I'll explain it like this. If you are consistently trying to grow a business for 6 months and you're not at 30K a month, it's because you have a shitty offer. That's why. The only determining mechanism of how much money you make is how good the offer is. That's fucking it. So you might go and you might be hitting up someone like, and they sell, oh, okay, they're an agency and they make fucking websites, or hey, we're a Facebook ads agency for e-commerce. Like there's about fucking 40,000 of those same exact things. They have like one piece of social proof and they like lost the client money or some bullshit like that. You really just don't understand just how scarce good offers are. because nobody understands how to craft a good offer, which is inherently just this. It's a promised quantified result. You do this, you're going to go here. There's a guarantee that you're going to get it, and there's social proof behind it. And that's fucking it. And if that all exists, then it's easy to sell. That's literally all you have to do.
Absolutely. And the thing is when you're making really good offers, when you have a really good offer, and you're not going to know if your offer is really good unless people are buying. If you have an offer, you're giving it to people and no one's buying, then your offer shit. That being said, when you are out here and you're making, let's say you're doing cold email and you're sending 200 cold emails a day and your offer is really good, you guys should be getting as many calls. Like, you guys are going to be taking on more clients and you're getting more calls. You're going to be taking on clients like the Titanic took on water after it hit the iceberg, right? You should have, when you have a really good offer, people are not going to be saying no, right? For my company, we have like a 70, 80% close rate. So I know from that, from as many sales meetings as I've taken, no one is going to be able to sell better than I am. It's my thing. And if you are the founder of your company, right, when you're selling, again, when you were selling cold email, like, you're the founder of your company. Mm-hmm. So people, especially high value prospects, they want to be talking to the founder. They want to be talking to the person in charge. And when you are the person in charge and you're selling as the person in charge, it gives you a whole nother layer of power in the sales conversation. And not only that, and the reason I'm saying that is because that's how you get to these high numbers, right? You are the founder, you have a really good offer, and it's very hard for people to say no, especially if you have quality branding, you are sharp as a tack, as Jordan Belfort would say, and you have social proof and a guarantee behind your offer. Literally, those four components is how we close business left and right. And obviously, we're good at what we do, but if you're just starting out, even if you don't have any social proof, but you have that guarantee and you have those three things, that's enough to get people moving forward. Maybe not at the price point that I get people moving forward at. We charge a lot of money. But I think if you are just starting out, and I know this podcast is going to go out, and it's going to go out to a lot of people that know who we are already. But if you're just starting out in business, specifically in business, there are ways when you execute with speed and you execute and you adapt on the fly. It's all about being adaptable. It's having a high stress tolerance. It's all about being adaptable. And when you execute with speed and you put your balls on the line, right, and you really get after something, there is absolutely no way with as much volume as you're going to be able to put out there, there's no way that you can fail. Because if something doesn't work, you have to have the strength and the resilience to go and do it again. And then when that one fails, do it again. And when that thing fails, do it again and again and again until you get something that pops. Like, I know I've spoken about this on Twitter a bunch, but when I was 21 and I was in college, I was a senior in college, I almost got sued for copyright claim on a dropshipping company I had. I had failed, not necessarily failed info products, but info products that weren't making any money. I had a fitness brand. I tried so many, many, many different things. I tried Amazon. I tried Amazon FBA. I tried Amazon dropshipping. I tried Shopify dropshipping. I tried getting samples from Alibaba. I remember I had like $100, dude. And I wanted to get samples of watches from Alibaba, and I had $100 and I was going to order the samples and I was going to sell the samples. Right. And then I was like, okay, we'll sell the samples for double. Then we'll have 200. Then we'll double the order and we'll start from there. Bootstrapped. Like, I remember I was selling fake Rolexes and APs and Pateks on Poshmark and I got banned. Right. I was hustling. I was doing some no capital up front speed, no capital up front. You know, I'm right now, you guys aren't going to be able to see the video. I'm wearing a Stop Being Poor hat. This entire idea, you've probably seen it on Twitter. Me and Dan were in Miami, we're in South Beach, we're sitting there. And I said, You should make hats that say stop being poor, because you blew up on TikTok and you were telling everyone to stop being poor. I said, you should make hats that say stop being poor. I kid you not, guys listening. Dan had a website and had the product ready to go the next day. He literally texted me and said, I'm going to ship, what's your address? I'm going to ship you guys some stuff the next day. And I don't know. I can cut this out if you want, but you're already a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire. He is moving with more speed than everybody else. Right. I've never seen people other than like our friend group that we have, like, move with so much fucking speed besides us. Like, this idea for this podcast was an idea literally 2 days ago. Here's the first episode. It's going to be released tonight, right? I've got the first 30 guests queued up, and we'll see, you know, I'll start eventually asking questions and we'll do a little more professional format, but you know, I like this off the cuff style, but literally speed. When you have speed coupled with a distribution channel, you're able to really do anything.
It's about hitting that point of no return. So it's like, okay, I had those fucking hats up in 24 hours. And the reason why is because way back in the day, I had made Shopify stores, right? And I already knew some fucking print on demand shit, Printful, that just install in the Shopify store real quick. Make sure you get the shipping details right. You just know how to do all that shit, right? So I already knew how to build a Shopify store. But this is because way, way a long time ago, I already know how to fucking do that shit. So I didn't have to go on YouTube and sit here and be like, how to make a Shopify store, how to do this, and fucking dilly-dallying watching all those videos. You already know how to do it. You only have to do it once.
You only have to
do it once. So if you want to, okay, I want to make a cold email campaign. I want to rip out a shit ton of cold emails. You got to learn how to do it once, and now you know how to fucking do it a lot, right? You got to scrape the emails. You got to know how to scrape the emails once. Right. And then you start getting on sales calls. You start getting used to the sales calls. Now you know how to do sales calls. Congratulations. And over the course of like a month or two, you know how to do fucking everything. So now you sit here. It's like, okay, what do I do now? You just do five times more of what you've already been doing. And exactly. Now you might need some help. Okay. So now you have to go hire someone. And you only know, and you don't know how to hire someone yet. So now you're going to go figure out how to do that. And you only need to figure out how to do it once. Now you know how to hire people. Until you have done this for so long, you know so much that it's impossible to fuck up because you know too much.
You're exactly right. I think where everyone gets stuck is when they're going through this process of the learning and they don't see immediate millions of dollars in their bank account. Like, bro, like we have been at this, like, and I just recently kind of started blowing up. We've been at this for like half of a decade now.
Yeah.
Like we, both of us, a lot of people in this space have been like, you guys might be seeing like, oh, this person's an overnight success. Oh, they were able to go make money. They were able to go do this. Like, bro, I've been having ideas that I've been executing on for like the past 5 years. 5 years is not an overnight success. You were doing a million different things, right? You were doing so many different things. But eventually, because you stayed at it, something popped and now you're at where you're at.
Yeah. You know? And that's what it is. So like cold email wizard, like the entity was probably like the fucking the ninth or 10th thing I did.
Straight like up. I did
so much shit before that and just figuring things out. So when I made cold email wizard, it was easy to detect at that point. Yeah, this is, I'm like onto something here. All right, I'll go ahead and expand this. Software company one, software company two, three, four, five SaaSes. And then like a year and a half later, after the inception of it, I'm like, oh, let's make a coaching program. I can coach these motherfuckers because I have spoken to fucking thousands of people.
Exactly.
In the DMs. I know exactly what you need to do. To hit a percentage, you're selling this. I know what you need to do. We just know, and it's not just me. There's fucking seven coaches in there. So it's like one of us knows what to do.
Literally, you know it better than they need. You know it better than they do, and they don't even know what their problems are yet. You already know because it's a repeatable process, So I'm going to transition. I'm going to transition the conversation a little bit. So what are you working on now?
All right, so here's what I've...
What are you doing now, man? Besides being handsome and getting jacked and tan in Miami, what are you doing
now? I'm fucking wired on this shit I've been working on right now. So there's this fucking thing where, like, I was just literally touching on this before. You do one thing, right? And you master one thing at a time. So I'm trying to scale client ascension to like $500,000 a month. I'm trying to make that shit fucking blow up, right? So there's two things you have to do to make sure that happens. You need to generate social proof, right? And this is all you're doing in business. Mm-hmm. I was talking about this with Logan Fitz and Nick Rogers the other day too. The only fucking thing that you do as like the marketer or sales head of your business is generate social proof. That's the only fucking thing you do. Everything is to generate social proof, right? Now, how do you get social proof? You make sure they get results.
Yep.
Right? So I sit here with these client ascension dudes and I'm like, do this, do this, do this. And I'm like, did you do it? Like, do this by this time.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't message me like where, like do this, then this, then this, and make sure these motherfuckers rail out these cold emails. Make sure they have a VSL landing page, fucking everything. They know to close sales call, fucking all that, right? So that's going to in turn result in a shit ton of social proof over the long run, right? Now, how do you convert these people? Because you need to pick something. You need to focus on one thing. I could do this shit where I become an Instagram agency guru. Not my thing. Right. I can sit here with YouTube ads and go like straight direct, like VSL webinar. But I just don't feel like doing that because what I like doing is kind of like a social selling thing, just like we operate on Twitter. And this is why I like this a lot. What I'm doing is I'm making a fucking Facebook group and I'm running ads to the Facebook group. And I'm going to post value in the Facebook group and social proof in the Facebook group and do live feeds in the Facebook group. And I'm going to have, there's going to be a fucking question. There's going to be a question when you join. It's, do you want us to message you about how we can help you grow your agency? And if it says yes, I'm going to have a fucking appointment setter hit up every single person who says yes and try to get them on the call in the DMs, bam, call, right? That's what I'm doing. And based off the numbers of like this fucking ebook I just bought on it, because these people, this one squad of fucking dudes are doing like $500,000 a month with their Facebook group after like a year.
Yeah.
And this is their system. That's what I'm replicating here.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. I'm hyped.
You know, something I want to touch on, and I want everyone listening. I don't know how many listens this is going to get, but. But everyone listening, there are so many different ways to skin a cat. Like, the more ways are not always better. Some ways are more effective than others, but it still gets the job done. And I think what point that Dan is in his business, in one of his businesses right now, is optimizing the efficiency, right? And this is something that not only it's your, as an architect of your business, as the founder, as this head of sales, whatever, in your business, you have to be doing things that are moving the needle, right? There's actions that you can take as a founder that you think are going to move the needle. That's like doing your logo. That's all the bullshit that everyone always talks about. But what actually makes the difference are things like that. Hey, we're going to use this type of sales funnel. We're going to bring people in via Facebook ads to this Facebook group. And then I'm going to have my outbound sales guy reach out to them. And then we're going to close business that way. That is a direct tie to more money in the business. The more money you make in your business is directly correlated to the results that you get your people inside who come on, right? You and I think we talked about this a while ago. You and I are product guys. When you create a fucking incredible product, it is your job to get as many people into that incredible product and to buy and into that service, whatever that is, that's incredible that you've built. It's your job because you're doing a service to society. The more people you bring in there, the more people that are successful, the more people get results. Not only does it correlate in more social proof, it also grows the business and it also puts more money in. And the more money you have in your business, the more social proof. And it's this revolving hamster wheel of more money, more clients, more happy customers, more money.
And this literally the only fucking thing you need to be concerned about is collecting social proof and driving an astronomical amount of traffic, like way more traffic than you think is necessary. Like just fucking pump that shit so much. Like you're sending cold emails, fucking send a retarded amount of cold emails, right? Just you think you're not fucking like a warm email list, like send more fucking emails to the list. You're not tweeting enough, fucking tweet more, like more, retweet your own shit, like go, like send fucking traffic all day, every single day, like unrelenting fucking force of just pumping shit in there.
Exactly. Now, so you're working on client ascension. You got the software companies. What about personal life, bro? Like, what are your goals in terms of, I know you've been focused a lot on your fitness, you know, in terms of personal stuff that you want to achieve. You know, I always say, you know, when people ask me what I want to achieve, I just say, you know, I want to do the same thing I'm already doing, just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What about you? I mean, do you have any like astronomical goals? I know, obviously, you know, you're very economically focused, very financially focused, and impact focused and culture focused. Right. What are some things that, you know, you want to achieve in terms of just like general life stuff, dude? Like not only in business, like in general life, like, you know, what's going on with that?
I'm in like a phase right now where I'm just ultra working hard, and you can't really do this thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to work all day, then I'll go party in the weekend, work all day, party in the weekend. It's like, I do extended periods of each thing. So like, I'm going to work hard for like 3 or 4 months, and then I'll probably dick around and do dumb shit for like a month or 2 months. I'll still obviously be working, but I'm not going to be grinding to the degree to which I am right now. Right. So like, I haven't gone out, like I didn't go out, do anything last weekend. I might go out like just for dinner, have a couple of drinks this weekend, but I'm not going fucking wild. I'm not doing that right now just because I'm so hyper-focused on getting shit done at the moment. And you need to do that for an extended period of time, right? Yeah. And then you go dick around for a long time once you're happy with what you've accomplished. Don't go out and do fun shit unless it's a reward, right? You wanted to accomplish this, and you can only do it after you've accomplished this.
Yeah. Right? I think, you know, that's something that I think I personally need to do a little bit better because you know me, dude, and you and I, like when we party, we party. But this past month recently, so I was in Mexico, I was in Miami, I had to go back to Philly. I was in Miami again. Now I'm back home in LA. And for the next at least 3 to 6 months, I'm locked in because you can't take a month off. And like, even though like me traveling, I like my businesses have had, you know, some of the biggest months that they've ever had. And I was on the road traveling, you know, being a degenerate with you guys. But if I lock in with the way that I work and the way that I am with absolute tenacity for the next 3 to 6 months, we will absolutely smoke everybody, not only in the email marketing space, but the company will be where I need it to be. And everything else is going to follow. So I kind of, right now I'm doing this no alcohol thing for the next 2 weeks. And you can't do both. You do need a balance. And until my shit is at a certain point, and I think you're the same way, until it's at a certain point where you're generally happy with it, because obviously you're never going to be happy with the results. You're always going to want more. But until you're generally happy with it, like until we're at, I think, 100K a month, I'm not really trying to be traveling the world and doing all these crazy buying 20 bottles of champagne like I have been. So there's a trade-off. And I think Iman Gaji talks about it, but that monk mode, whatever, you know, normal lifestyle, because I don't think any of us live a normal lifestyle. But when we take that time to really lock in and actually focus on the things that really are going to move the revenue needle, that are going to make our businesses better, and then in turn make us better, live better lives because we're making more money, we're happier, all these things. I think it's very important that people take that time to really lock in and actually sit there for a couple months and focus on the business and focus on the things that are really going to, that they're big goals in terms of finance. They go and they focus on these things so that they're able to actually go and achieve what they want to achieve.
I feel like it's, you get an extreme amount of satisfaction from watching the number go up.
Yeah.
And you really just have to sit back and appreciate that sometimes where it's like, wow, I went from this to this relatively fucking fast, right? Yeah. And it's when you hit like 100K a month, it's like, there's no reason I can't do 500 or a million a month. Like you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Which is the fucking craziest shit of all time. Like you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Which is so fucking sick. So it's like, and I sit here and it's like, well, bro, why are you so focused on the money? You're so focused on the money. Cause it's like, cause there's nothing else to do, bro. Like, it's just, it's fucking fun. I'm having a great time. Like this is sick as fuck. It's like playing a sport, right? Yeah. If you're sitting there, you're on the fucking high school football team or basketball team, like as a testosterone fueled man, you're probably sitting there like, I want to get better. I want to be the best.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's me in this. Like I'm trying to be one of the richest motherfuckers to ever exist. Like I want to be ultra retarded wealthy just because. Like, it's a game I'm trying to play, and I want to win the game.
Yeah. I think what separates you from everyone else is the fact that you understand fundamentally that you are allowed to do it. The internet has literally, absolutely and utterly democratized everyone's ability to make money. You're literally allowed to put money into like a Facebook ad system or like some sort of system, right? And if you have enough, if one number goes in and enough goes in, something else comes out at a multiple.
Something else to note is to kind of live that, like, you could go out to dinner whenever you want. You can just like go to the store, not really give a shit about prices. That happens somewhere at around like 25K profit a month.
It happens at six.
Yeah.
So here's why I say that. So 25K profit a month, like, okay, if you're living like we've been living, it's very easy to spend 25K in a month. Very easy. That's two weekends. Literally, like, last weekend we were on a 110 foot super yacht. It was 16 grand to take the yacht out.
Yeah.
So, now that being said, right? Like if you are an individual, right? And you have your own apartment, you have your own bills and everything. You're not living a good life on $4,000 a month. You're barely getting by, but at six, you got a little bit of disposable income. And where that, see, my thing when I first started out was I want to be able to go out to dinner and I want to be able to order food whenever I wanted and have my own place. I wanted to be able to order food whenever I wanted. And I wanted to go out to dinner and not have to worry about the price, right? That happens between $6,000 and $10,000 a month net profit. I think you said on Instagram one time, you're spending about, what, $7,000 per month?
Yeah.
On everything, on like your rent, on everything.
No, $7,000, not in the business, like personal, yeah. About $7,000 a month. Yeah.
In terms of personal spending, because our business expenses can be astronomical. But when, okay, so that's six to 10, right? So say you're at 6,500. So you can maintain that lifestyle of spending that $4,000 a month, but also you got $2,500 every single month that's coming in. Like, $2,500 is like a nice vacation to like Mexico for a week or something like that. So if you want to do those type of things and live a very normal type of lifestyle, like it's very easy to inflate the lifestyle, especially when you start making money. I've done it. Dan does it. Everyone does it, right? Get a nicer apartment, you get a nicer car, you go out, you're spending $5,000 at the club. But as a single person, like as a guy, right? Say you're 23 years old, you're making 6.5 G's a month. you're living in an apartment, your rent's $1,500, your bills and everything on top of that, it's about $3,000, $4,000, whatever it is. You got $2,500 coming in every single month. That means in 4 months, you're going to have $10,000 in savings, and you're still going to live like a relatively good life. Like, you can go out for drinks at the bar with your boys. You can go get wings. You can go to dinner sometimes, you know, maybe once or twice a month. Nothing crazy. But like we said earlier, the things that you do to get to the 6.5 or 10K, you can do to get to 30.
What you want to get to is, because I have always been a perpetual saver, because I always just fundamentally understood I need to save a shit ton of money to build the war chest and have the war chest also produce income. Yeah. So I save something like 70 to 80% of what I make, or I roll it back into the business to make more, right? I'm not like going out and just spending. I always spend personally like 7K a month, which is, if you spend $7,000 a month, is what I would like to refer to as bending the world to you.
Yes.
So what I mean by that is I live in a nice apartment. I drive a nice car. When I buy groceries, I buy it all organic, all extremely high quality shit. I have it delivered to me from fucking Whole Foods through Amazon Prime, right? If I need something at all, fucking for any reason, just straight up go on Amazon. I do not give a fuck what the price is. Just buy it, right? Yep, and it just gets to me, right? If I need my house cleaned, I'll just pay to have the fucking house cleaned. You know what I mean? And when I had a roommate in the last place I was living, I would pay him to do my laundry just because I didn't want to do the fucking laundry. Like, I'd just give him like $25 to do the laundry. Yep. I don't fucking feel like doing it. Right. Oh, clean the fucking dishes for me. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, here's money to clean the dishes. Like, just like little shit like that. Just bending the world towards you. You need to spend about, if you're in the United States, about $7,000 a month.
I would agree. I literally order delivery almost every day. So yes. Like, let's think about this for a second. Right. I go to the gym. Right. I'm in the gym. I hit the steam room afterwards. While between the time that it's going to take me for me to put my clothes on and get done showering and everything, after I get out of the shower at the gym, all that shit is done. By the time it takes me to go and get in my car and drive back to my apartment, if I queue up the Uber Eats delivery, the food gets to me as soon as I get back. The food is there. I don't have to drive up the street, wait in line. Now, okay, that saves me about 30 minutes of time, right? I live in Los Angeles, traffic's crazy. That saves me 30 minutes of time. Now, how much time, if I do that every day, how much time is that? That's tens or maybe hundreds of hours a year that I can spend making money.
Now, think of it like this.
And doing other shit.
You buy some shit from, like, I don't know, you go to the store and like you bought a fucking shirt. Say the shirt was like $20, right? It was at the mall. The mall is like a 20-minute drive away from you. This is hypothetical.
Yep.
You get home, you didn't try the shirt on, the shirt doesn't fit. You want to have enough income where you're like, no, I'll fucking give the shirt away. Like,
yeah.
To not sit there and want to drive back to the mall, go fucking return the shirt for $20 you spent. $4 on gas to get there. There's 20 minutes there, 10 minutes at the place, 20 minutes back. It's a fucking pain in the ass. Like, it's just dumb shit like that where it's like, oh, you bought some shit in the grocery store and maybe it was fucked up. Like, don't go back and return it. Like, that's where you want to be. Like, just stop being poor.
So I always run this. I always do this math, right? So say you're making $500,000 a year. On the low end. So say you're making $500,000 a year and say that there's in the average work week or the average work year, there's about 2,000 hours. That means your time is valued at $250 an hour. Now you're doing $100K a month, my friend. Your time is literally valued at like $750 an hour, right? So like that time that you're not spending producing income or you're not spending working or even like doing leisurely activities like chilling on a yacht, the things that going to the gym, things that we do, you're literally like burning money. Like, it's literally not worth your time to go back to the mall. Like, I don't buy clothes online. I have to see how it fits in the store. So that's something I care about. But so that's why I always go to the store, regardless of how much time it takes. I want to make sure it's good to circumvent that time that would be lost if I had to go. I don't return. Should I just throw it out? But to circumvent that issue. But when your time is valued at like $250, $500, $750, like $1,000 an hour, like when you start to get up into like the really like higher echelons of income, you can't be doing shit like that. You can't be, I'm going to go pick up my, I'm going to go sit in the In-N-Out Burger drive-thru. I don't know if you've ever been out to LA, but the In-N-Out Burger drive-thru is 35 minutes that you're sitting there. So I stopped eating at In-N-Out, right? Like I can't sit there for 35 minutes because I'm like, yo, like I got shit to do. Like there's only so much work that you can get done on your phone sometimes. So that being said, like I would genuinely and strongly encourage everybody listening to take an audit of your time and where time's being wasted, right? Like if you're not waking up, like I remember when I was in my sales job, I used to say this all the time. They said, oh, like, you know, do you have a morning routine? Like, no, I don't have a morning routine. I wait. If the meeting was at 9 o'clock, I was awake by 8:50. I was already drinking coffee. I would literally wake up at 8:45, go make my coffee, come back upstairs and start selling. There's no, I'm going to wake up and drink a liter of water and meditate. And I'm going to do my affirmations and all this bullshit that people feed themselves. It's like, no, literally wake up, coffee, get to the money. I still do that to this day, Dan. I still do that to this day. Literally wake up. What's on the agenda for today? Do I have a call? Like there's some sales calls that I'll take, even if they're at 10 a.m., depending on what time zone I'm on. I'll wake up at 9:45. I can sell in my sleep, bro. I'll wake up at 9:45. I'll have a little bit of water. I'll have maybe a cigarette or some coffee or something. And I'll get right to selling. Doesn't matter if I'm hungover. Doesn't matter if I'm tired. Whatever the fuck's going on, because I know that is my domain. Mm-hmm. And if I hop on a call, guess what? Regardless, I'm in. I'm locked in. I'm there. I'm with you. So everybody like who's like, oh, like, you know, how do I become productive? And how do I do this? Oh, I want to start making money. Like the answer is always this. Literally just do it with speed. Like you have something in every day. It's a willpower reserve, right? It's decision fatigue. And when you have this decision fatigue, the more decisions you make throughout the day, the less likely you're going to make decisions in the future. So say you have an early day. Say you get up at 7:30 in the morning. You have 10 sales calls. You go to the gym. You have a podcast you have to record. Then you have to have a meeting with your VAs. Like, and then say like you have like a date later or something like that. You're not going to be as sharp on the back end of that day as you were on the front end, because you've only done 50 things, like, which is why, like, I structure my meetings for 15 to 30 minutes maximum. Like, there ain't no hour long sales calls. That's, you don't need hour long sales. If it's taking you an hour to go through a sales pitch with somebody, you're wasting your fucking time. But I try to max every single day. I try to maximize. There's like 3 to 5 things that I try to do, and I try to maximize the amount that gets done literally the entire time. Like literally wake up, coffee, get to the money, wake up, do this, work on 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 this. Right. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but like, that's how I've always structured.
Yeah. Things. I wake up, grab coffee and I'm on the computer. That's it.
Yep.
Like that's what I fucking do. And I'm excited to get on this shit. Like, what's happening? What am I going to do today? Like, what kind of shit am I building today? And you get a satisfaction of you're building shit, and gradually over time, you just see it moving and moving and moving and moving. It feels so good. I don't have a routine. I just fucking wake up and go.
You just wake up. I do lists sometimes when I need to reset. But like at the end of the day, like I know exactly what needs to be done. I know who I got to talk to. I know what kind of stuff is coming down the line. It's all up here. And when you're able to do that, like you need to have this mentality. And I think if everyone had this mentality, the world would be an exponentially better place. If you had a mentality, if everyone in the world and anyone who wants to start making money or anyone wants to do business or any of this shit, like even fitness, we're talking to girls, literally just wake up and go. The less decision, like not, oh, I got to pick my outfit out. Like, no, your closet should already be good where everything you have looks fresh. You're already in good shape, right? You are like, what that allows you to do is not only get more shit done, but also makes you move with a lot more confidence. And that's super key. It's super key. If you can just wake up and go, the amount of shit that you're going to get done on a day-to-day basis is exponential versus the guy who has to, I have to do my affirmations. I have to take a shower. I have to go smoke a blunt. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. Like, I have to do my meditation. I have to stretch and do my yoga. Like, no, just wake up and get it done. The less time that it takes for you to make decisions, the more money you're going to make. I truly believe that.
Facts.
I truly, truly, truly believe that.
Just the same shit every time. Like, that's it.
It's literally the same thing every time. And it's that fucking easy. It's that easy. That being said, I mean, you have anything you want to tell the people? Where can we find you? I think we're coming up on the hour. I don't know if you know what you want to go longer, but where can we find you?
Fucking Twitter, Black Hat Wizard with two D's, or just search Cold Email Wizard, you'll find me. And then you'll see me bullshitting on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Side note, Alex Hormozy messaged me today.
Really?
Yeah, he was asking about scheduling tweets with Hype Fury and Tweet Hunter and shit. Okay. I sent him a Loom. I was like, what's up, G? just fucking went through it real quick. Yeah.
So we can find you, Black Hat Wizard, on Twitter. Is it Cold Email Wizard on TikTok? Where can people find you?
Yeah, I've been posting shit on TikTok, but yeah, it's Cold Email Wizard on TikTok.
Yeah, so I think it's been
Instagram is D_wizard with two D's at the end.
I'm going to put these on in the links for when we put it out on different platforms. But, you know, I think this has been a very productive and good conversation. Like I said, I mean, this is a very different style of episode in terms of, I mean, I don't really know what structure this is going to be, but in terms of like, we're right in your face, right? I think you were a great guest to have as the inaugural guest for the podcast, because we are both like you, our energy together, especially in person, like we're in people's faces.
That's just
like
funny.
We move, bro. And I think it's the Italian thing, but like we're in people's faces with the energy. And I think that's really why we do so well.
And on top of the yacht, just looking around like, damn, isn't it fucking crazy? This is our life.
I think we were smoking cigarettes and we said, I think I turned, I said, this is our lives. It's funny. You're like, this is our lives. So, my friend, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
I'll have you back on for sure when you know things start getting rolling. But yeah, that's really it. I don't have much else. Like I said, I think you were a great first guest to have on. We'll put this out. I'll put this out in about 2 hours once the audio is done. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on, you know, everywhere that you can find podcasts at. I think, besides, you know, any of those weird websites. But yeah, I'm very excited for this to become a thing. I think we're going to have some very interesting guests on here. We'll definitely have, Dan, I'll definitely have you back. And I'll come see you in Miami soon, my friend.
Yep, let's get it.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it.
All right, peace, brother.